welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I greet you in that name which is above every name, the matchless, glorious name of our soon coming Lord and King, Jesus Christ. And I so look forward to this time as we gather together every day. And if you're a new listener, I welcome you in Jesus' name and pray that you're blessed. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And as I share from time to time, if at any point you miss a broadcast or want to re-listen, please go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for you for a number of years, and you can listen at your convenience at any time. Praise God. But isn't it a wonderful thing? I don't think for those who love God with all of their heart, there's no greater thing than talking about the Lord, thinking about the Lord, just treasuring the goodness of God. His word says that great is His faithfulness. His mercies are new every morning. And I was just thinking of a passage of scripture, and I had to look it up before we made this broadcast. And it's not what I'm going to preach on, but did you know that God is writing a book of remembrance right now? He's doing that for even us as we spend time together before Him. And I'd like to read just a couple of verses found in the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi. And it says, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before Him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon His name." And this precious verse, verse 17, "And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serveth him." Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, before I go into the word of the Lord, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank You, Lord, that we're able to spend this time together. And Lord, as we begin a new week in our lives, the things that You have before us, Father, I lift every listener. And Lord, I'm asking that Your presence would be with them. Father, You see every need in their lives. And I thank You, Lord, that You are a gracious and a loving and a faithful and a thoughtful God who knows our needs and who begins to answer us even before we call, although You want us to call out to You. And so, Father, we call out today, and You see the needs in our lives, the needs in the lives of our loved ones. And, Father, we thank You that Your eyes are upon the righteous, Your ears are open to their cry. And, Lord, we cry unto You, call unto You this day, that You will let Your anointing rest upon our lives. Lord, minister Your word to us, even as we spend these few moments together. Let us be encouraged with the good promises of the Lord. Let us look forward with hope and expectation. And thank You, Lord, that our faith is adequate for every challenge. You, who are the author and the finisher or perfecter of our faith, we trust You, Lord, as we yield ourselves to You, as we are surrendered to You, You will do that work that only the Spirit of God can accomplish. Praise God. Now we see through a glass darkly, but Lord, a time is coming when we shall see face to face. Thank You, Lord, for Your blessings, Your presence, and Your joy in our lives. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Well, I'd like to share some thoughts with you, and if I would choose a title, Let's start with "All He Wants Is You." Do you know that there is nothing that God desires more in the universe than to have His beloved children that He died for and made provision for recognize the love that He has for them? There's a passage in Revelation 3:20 referencing Jesus, and he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." What we see in this one passage of Scripture is the King of the universe standing and knocking at the door of our hearts. He doesn't force himself. He doesn't intrude. He's waiting for an invitation. And of course, in terms of context, he's not speaking to the unsaved. Of course, he does that very thing, knocks on the door of their heart. But he's speaking to his people. Don't you long for a deeper, richer, sweeter communion and fellowship with the Lord? I don't know about you. I feel very, very blessed, but I want more of God. I want to understand more of the kingdom of God, the mysteries of God. I want to be more intimately acquainted with Him, His power, His goodness, His love. I want to be a vessel, a channel that His love, His power, His light, and life can flow through. How about you? These are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ as He speaks. Behold, pay attention. I'm standing at your door and I'm knocking. He that has ears to hear, let him hear the unveiled Christ speak. Let him hear the majesty on high invite us into a deeper fellowship and communion with him. Oh, beloved, that is God's heart. As mind-boggling, as amazing as that is, the Creator, Lord God of the universe, who has need of nothing, who was totally perfect in existence, without needs and without any limitation, desires, because by very definition, He is love. He wanted to share His goodness. He wanted to be able to bestow His blessings, His promises. And why? Well, I'm thinking of another scripture that comes to mind. Thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. And beloved, that includes you and me. Aren't you glad for that? You know, there are so many people searching for answers to desperate problems today. Of course, that's certainly true of the unsaved, but even God's people, they need the power of God. They desire the power of God. They read the Word of God, and they're not satisfied because the things they see revealed in the Word, they want to be experienced in their own lives. They want more than glib answers that gloss over, cover up, but never solve anything. And you may be listening to me today. You may be searching for real answers to some real problems in your life. That opening slogan or phrase that I use, you don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Brother Glass used that for years, and for over 20 years now, I've continued to use it because it is an inherent and an absolute truth. God is a miracle working God. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Hear the words of Jesus. I stand at your door and knock. Hallelujah. I'm sure most of us have certain things that we want and we desire in this earthly life. Many work hard to achieve an education, so they're equipped to pursue the good life, the American dream. Some become doctors, teachers, lawyers, architects, white-collar workers, blue-collar workers, contractors, laborers, mechanics, busboys, president of companies, file clerks, postal employees, gardeners, housewives, a myriad of other types of workers. Regardless of what their status or station in life, they all have one thing in common, whether rich or poor, successful or at a seemingly dead-end job. They all want peace and happiness. And also, they're searching for significance. They want to feel somehow that their life really matters, that they're important to someone, important to the grand scheme of things, this life that we're experiencing and living. And more people today especially those in the world. They're restless. They're dissatisfied. They thought more leisure time would be the answer, and they discovered it wasn't. Many have turned to various sources to find peace of mind, to find true happiness. They think it's right around the corner, either in substance abuse or in relationship, but they find it isn't. It seems to elude them like a desert mirage, vanishing in the shimmering heat waves of reality, bringing a sense of failure, of disillusionment, and disappointment. Those who have not achieved financial success think money is the answer. Those who have achieved financial success know that money is not the answer. Some of the most miserable people on the face of the earth are those who have total wealth, who can buy anything, and they find they are miserable and incomplete if they don't know Jesus. Multitudes have sought truth and freedom of mind and spirit in various philosophies, in religions, or in the teachers of self-proclaimed expounders of so-called self-realization. All around us, beloved, there are constant reminders that we as a nation, supposedly established under God, have become a decadent society. Immorality is rampant as a plague. Anything for a dollar, anything goes, anything we want, and it's ours for the taking or bribing. The only sin many acknowledge or frown upon is getting caught. And in the Old Testament, we find a prophet by the name of Micah. And what that God-anointed man prophesied is very similar to what we find today in this age in which we're living. But I see my time is rapidly coming to a close, and so tomorrow we'll begin to look at the words of the prophet and apply it to the times in which we are living. But before I close, as always, I want to give an invitation. You may have never written to a broadcast ministry, but this is a personal ministry to God's people, not only of daily broadcasts since 1965, but of prayer, intercession, and correspondence. One of the joys of my heart, the loves of my heart, to be able to pray for those who write in for my UCM spiritual family. And as you write and include your prayer requests, if you'd like, please feel free to request a book I've been offering for the last couple weeks, Which Way Are You Running? A beautiful short pamphlet that will encourage your faith, written in the 1980s by Reverend Neil Glass. In fact, we had a director of a medical clinic request it because she was so impacted and had it after all these years and wanted 100 copies for her pastor and church. So I invite you to wrap the announcement. We'll give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.